Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Powered by Taylor Construction Equipment. Whether you're looking to rent, lease, buy, or for service, contact Taylor Construction Equipment today at taylorconstructionequipment.com or call 662-446-1048. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if... Boy, I hope I get this one right. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Chalybeat.
Ooh, that would be a little weird. Chalybeat.
That's what it says. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
I guarantee you are not. Somebody will tell you.
Yeah, so... You know where that is?
I do not.
It looks like it's about 10 minutes from Walnut.
Okay, North Mississippi.
Yeah, Tippa County.
Tippa.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know if I said it right. I'm sure somebody will let me know. But what I'll let you know is that StrangeBrewCoffeehouse.com is the place to find coffee. If you're not in Starkville or Tupelo, if you are in Chalybeat, you want Strange Brew Coffee, it's just a click away. StrangeBrewCoffeehouse.com. Don't forget, every purchase supports the Bulldog Initiative. And speaking of that, Pip Printing in Ridgeland. Guys, the first of the year, it's time to start marketing your business. It's time to start getting your message out. Let Pip Printing and Signs help you with that. They've got reliable service for every business need. They know how to help you sell your business over at Pip Printing. They've been doing it for over 30 years here in the state, and they are owned and operated by Mississippi State people. Camden Baker, he will get you taken care of. I got his, this is his real phone number. This is his number, 601-499-5216. You call him, you're not going to talk to an operator. You're not going to talk to somebody at the front desk. You talk to the owner of the company. That's how committed he is to helping you guys out. And he's also committed to the Bulldog Initiative. 10% of every sale they make with you, right back to the Bulldog Initiative. You just got to mention it. Say, I want to make sure this gets to the Bulldog Initiative. Or, hey, I heard about you guys on Thunder and Lightning. 10% of their sale right there to the Bulldog Initiative. So 601-499-5216. If you got questions about what kind of services they offer at Pip Printing, check them out online, pipridgeland.com. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. How many days now to opening day? 42, something like that. 42. We'll say 42. That means you got plenty of time to order a brand new pullover with the M over S on it. It's going to be cold on opening day. It always is. So be ready for it with a maroon or white or gray or black pullover with the M over S from College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant. And when you're looking for a great meal in Starkville, you know you're going to find it at Restaurant Tyler. Lunch, dinner, Sunday brunch, you know that Restaurant Tyler is going to deliver for you. You know, I know I hit Robbie up for that big meal. He doesn't want to talk about that. He's up there. He's already looking at me. He's like, oh, God. But I need to get back there. I need to go get some lunch there. I haven't been there in a while for lunch. So maybe this week I need to make a trip to Restaurant Tyler, get a blue plate, get some fried catfish, or maybe some fried chicken. I don't know. We'll see what it's all about when we get, next time I'm up there. But I know this. It's always a great meal every time at Restaurant Tyler. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi. They're here to serve you. If they're in Central Mississippi, there's a location near you. And if you're talking about if you want the kind of bank where you walk in and everybody knows who you are and you know it's got that small town feel, but a bank that can handle all of your financial dealings, a bank that is there for you like a big corporate bank would be, then you've got that with Priority One. You get the best of both worlds there. If you're already a Priority One bank customer, you know how great their app is. It's smooth, streamlined. You can do a lot more on there than just move your money around. Find out today if Priority One Bank can help you, and I'm sure they can. PriorityOneBank.com is the website. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. It's been delayed, but here we go. Let's play the song.
Creepin', 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 creepin'.
Robbie, have I ever told you how much I don't like waiting? I don't like waiting.
It's not fun.
I hate waiting.
The waiting is the hardest part.
Stonka made me wait till today. Now I gotta wait on San Francisco McGee.
Yeah, that won't be as bad as a wait.
It shouldn't be, shouldn't be as bad. But as many predicted, it's finally come to pass. Stonka Burnside is a Mississippi State Bulldog, making his commitment at the Under Armour All-American game. I was thinking back, you know, Under Armour, that used to be a place where it was a house of horrors for Mississippi State. That's where C.J. Johnson flipped to Ole Miss and Brazzle commit flipped there, I believe. And I know Channing Ward committed there to Ole Miss. It's just, I used to not, I mean, of course, you know, Walker Jones used to be a CEO or something for them back in the day. So, you know, kind of set up for them back then. Now, today was a great day for Mississippi State at the Under Armour All-American game. They got a lot of positive pub. Michael Van Buren ends up being the MVP of the game. And then Stonka Burnside, as we mentioned, committed to Mississippi State. You talked to his mom earlier today. You had some great pictures of him as a little kid wearing maroon and white. Talk about a full circle moment for him. You've covered this kid for years, you know, covering Starkville High School football. Just, you know, your thoughts on Stonka. Let's leave football aside for a minute, and let's just talk about Stonka Burnside, the kid.
Yeah, I mean, just good, solid kid. Grew up a Mississippi State fan, as you see in those pictures. You know, I think one of the first games he ever went to was, which this will make you feel kind of old, but 2014 win over Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at those pictures and you see Stonka next to Dak Prescott, you know, taking a picture as a little kid, makes me feel really old. I felt extremely old when I found out Ryan Williams' dad, who was also Ryan Williams, who I remember, committed and signed to Auburn in 2007 and is the exact same age as me. So the Under Armour game was not a good revelation for me in my age, but I digress. But I think this is a good pickup for Mississippi State beyond just, you know, what he can do on the field because of, you know, the legacy you're trying to build with Starkville kids and making sure that those kids, when you have a kid like that come in, that they are going to Mississippi State, or you at least feel like more often than not, you can get anybody you want out of Starkville, because that wasn't the case with A.J. Brown. It was difficult to seal up Kobe Jones in that same class. And there's been at times kind of a disconnect between Mississippi State and Starkville when it comes to those kids, and I don't really know why, but I don't know if it's a thing where those kids don't want to stay home or they don't want people to think that they're going to stay home. I don't know, but it's always been a little more difficult than it should be to land those Starkville kids. And hopefully the more you get in there, and the more those guys continue to come back home and continue to talk up Mississippi State and staying home, like a Willie Gay, and you know, if Stonka, you know, sees this through, hopefully this becomes more of the norm, and you don't have these really difficult battles that you've had between Mississippi State and Ole Miss or Mississippi State and LSU with these kids. You know, hopefully this becomes more of a, you know, if a kid comes through Starkville High School, they're going to Mississippi State if Mississippi State wants them.
Yeah. Yeah. Mississippi State, of everything else that could have gone, State could not afford another A.J. Brown situation. They just couldn't. You know, it would have looked really, really bad for them. So they got that figured out. They get him on board. And now let's talk about Stonka, the player. When you look at Mississippi State in year one, You know, I think about Ole Miss in year one when Lebby was there under Kiffin, and, you know, he had Elijah Moore, and we didn't know at the time that Elijah Moore was going to become what he became, right? He ends up setting the Ole Miss single season receiving record despite only playing in like 8 games, and they were all SEC games. I mean, that just tells you how talented and how incredible a season he had. I don't know who that guy is going to be for Mississippi State, and I certainly don't know for a fact that State's going to have a guy catch 80-plus passes this year for 1,600 yards or whatever it was Elijah Moore did. But it feels like these freshmen, and Stonka Burnside being one of them, are going to have a great opportunity to come in and compete early for reps. I know Stonka is not an early enrollee, but I do think he is going to have an opportunity just because physically he already kind of looks the part.
Yeah, and I still have not gotten a, you know, a stamp on whether or not he's an early enrollee. People at Starkville High School have told me he's not. I've even heard from some people at Mississippi State that he's not. His mom and him have both said that he is. And I even asked his mom that on Wednesday, and she said that he is. So we've got to get that squared away. I don't really know why that is not confirmed at this point. But we got to kind of figure out, you know, what's going on there. But even if he isn't physically, when you look at him, he is a guy that is physically, I think, ready for the SEC. Now, there's a lot that goes into playing in the SEC beyond being physical. You've got to have the mental aspect of it, handling adversity, handling the day-to-days of going to class and practicing and things like that. So until he actually gets here, we won't truly know if he is a guy that can get out there right away and play. But I think that physically he's as ready as any wide receiver Mississippi State's had since probably Bear Wilson, maybe. Mm-hmm. When you look at him and you kind of look at the physicality that he can have there at the wide receiver position. So I like him a lot. I mean, I thought obviously we saw some really good things from Mario Craver in the Under Armour game. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't shock me to see him get going early. JJ Harrell's enrolling early. He's going to have a chance. So, yeah, these freshmen are a little different than the freshmen that you've brought in the past. They are guys that can help you right away. And would they be the number one receiver on the team? I don't know. I doubt it. But you feel a lot better about this wide receiver crew coming into Jeff Lebby's first year than you did a few weeks ago with what they've been able to seal up lately. And the good news is you've had a really good class, but these guys don't have to be great right away. You're bringing in some guys out of the portal, and they're still in the game for a lot of really good players out of the portal at receiver. And you're bringing back some guys that have already been here. So they're going to have good wide receiver play, I think, early under Jeff Lebby.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I just – everything I'm seeing from a recruiting perspective, and, you know, they're not the same. And sometimes you're a good recruiter and it doesn't translate to on the field. But, you know, we've seen Lebby come into Ole Miss in year one with that offense. And again, you know, I feel like I have to keep putting qualifiers on everything, but they're important. You know, I don't know that State has a Matt Corral talented quarterback on campus. I don't know that. But they were so good. They were so much better offensively from the last year of Luke to the first year under Kiffin and Lebby. And so can Mississippi State make that kind of turnaround? Now, you have to hope that State's not as bad defensively as they were in year one at Ole Miss, because that was just an embarrassment. But if State can be just, you know, half as good offensively, I think that team averaged 40 points a game. I mean, if you can just average 30 points a game, you're going to be in fine position to be a bowl eligible team when we get to the end of this season. So I think we also have to talk about, and you tweeted about it, our buddy Chad Bumpus. What a he's a little bit of a heater as far as receiver recruiting goes. 3-4 stars. He's already got 1,000-yard, 20-yard per catch transfer. There's a couple of more of those guys coming onto campus this week. You know, obviously year one for him, I feel like he was obviously just like everything else, sort of hindered by what Barbe and Arnett were doing offensively. But it feels like he's definitely going to bring the talent guys in here. And of course, we haven't even talked about Caleb Cunningham possibly being part of this class for next year. Bumpus, and the things we said about Bumpus before he was hired, that he'd be able to relate to these recruits, especially the receivers, and he'd be able to get those guys in, it's shown in year one.
Yeah, no doubt. And He had some naysayers after the season, and I get it. I get the, I guess you kind of step back and look at it and wonder what kind of impact he's making on the field. I totally get that because the offense was so bad, and you know we saw some issues with the wide receivers. But I think what you're seeing right now is this dude has the ability to really resonate with these kids at wide receiver. And it happens a lot with former players that played the position and that players can see, kind of knows what they're talking about and knows that they know how to get there and they know how to win in the SEC. And that's a big part of it. But another thing that has been really special about Chad early is his ability to build those relationships with the parents. And if you read the story that I had with Miss Sandra, she talks about in that story, she stepped back and just talked about what she was looking for, because I asked her kind of what you were looking for in the process and how everything kind of worked out. I didn't even talk about Mississippi State when I said that. And what she said was, I was looking for somebody that could build a relationship with me and my family. And after the recruiting visits ended and after a player left campus, was that person checking on me? Was that person checking on my son? Was it just a high from a visit, or is this person the same person throughout? I think that's something that Chad has done a really good job of since he's been here, and it's why he is in the game with these big-time receivers in the state of Mississippi, because family is very important in the state of Mississippi, and having that family environment and having, you know, mamas being able to trust that coach is so important. It's why he's in the game heavily with Caleb Cunningham. And it's absolutely the reason he got J.J. Harrell and Stonka Burnside. And I would imagine probably a big part of why he got the other guys too. So, his ability to really to meet these parents and build those relationships and make it to where they feel very comfortable sending their kids there, that is huge. That is recruiting 101. And he's been able to kind of nail it down early.
I'm interested to see how he does next season. I'm looking at the top 20 players in the state here. Only two receivers on that list. One of them is Caleb Cunningham, who's easily the top player in the state as we sit here right now. And then Anson Lewis out of Columbia, Mississippi. Columbia is a town that state's had some success in through the years, but then, you know, the last big recruit out of Columbia was
Jim Otis,
who, of course, is at Alabama for now. Old Coleman Huntsler going to bring him over. Now, I don't know if that's the case or not.
Don't get their hopes up.
Yeah, well, you hope sometimes all you got. So,
ain't that the truth?
Yeah. So that's a good win for Mississippi State. I think now 27th in the On3 rankings. Just to finish, I mean, where this class was on November 1st or whatever day Stonk would decommit it to, whenever they bring him back in, that's a big turnaround. And that gives me a lot of hope for the future that Jeff Lebby, when you get a full year behind him and he knows what he's doing and he's got those relationships built up, is going to be able to recruit. And it's not – and this is the point I made on the live show. It's not about year one of Jeff Lebby, the class of 25, where all of a sudden Mississippi State's a top 10 class, right? That's probably not going to be the case. But it's, can you go from 27 to 20 next year or 21? And then maybe the next year you're at 18. And then, you know, can you be in that range consistently? Because if you've won as much as Mississippi State has done, you know, before probably, 13 straight bowls prior to this year, recruiting the way you have, if you just up it a little bit, you're going to find more wins. And I think that's where you have to start if you're a Mississippi State fan with Jeff Lebby.
And I'm really interested, too, in the transfer portal aspect of it all. You know, a lot of this transfer portal stuff is, I mean, let's just be honest, like it's relationships that you have prior to these players entering the portal. Because when they enter the portal, a lot of times it's already too late for a lot of teams. They already know or have a good idea of the schools they're going to kind of narrow down and look at. So, you know, building those relationships and recruiting for guys that you don't get, Daniel Hill, you know, if he chooses Alabama, which kind of seems like it's going that direction, that's a prime guy that could enter the portal in a year or two. That is another Dante Dowdle to me. That's just my opinion on it. just because, you know, Alabama's going to recruit better players, and can he elevate himself above those players? I don't know. But I think he is a guy that could end up back in the portal if, you know, he goes to Alabama. But we'll see. I want to see, you know, when he has time to establish those relationships and he has time to put together a full season of recruiting, what this looks like for him.
Yeah.
It didn't look good for Zach Arnett. And he closed strong last year. He did a really good job finishing. And the last few coaches have actually done a solid job of finishing out recruiting classes, making sure people aren't stealing their recruits and winning recruiting battles. They've done a good job of that. So that hasn't been a problem for Mississippi State, but Jeff Lebby's got to build a foundation. And I think what he did in just a few weeks has been really impressive. Even if he doesn't get Daniel Hill, when you think about where Mississippi State was, you know, a week prior to Jeff Lebby being hired, where they were with Daniel Hill, they weren't even in the game.
Right.
He hardly mentioned Mississippi State over the last year.
He wouldn't even camp here. Never mind.
Wouldn't camp here. Wouldn't come to campus.
Just wouldn't come to campus to even do a camp.
Couldn't get down 45 to get to campus, which is about the same distance, I think, to Tuscaloosa. It's not that far. And he couldn't come. You couldn't get him to come here. Went to Tennessee, went to South Carolina, would not come to Mississippi State. In like a week, Jeff Lebby had him on campus. So that is something that definitely strikes me. The recruiting rankings probably going to end up somewhere between 25 and 30, I would imagine. Looks like they're going to end up getting a solid transfer portal class. The roster should be good enough to where you feel like you could win six games next year. But the whole thing is about building for 2025, 2026, and those years. You want to win right now, and I'm not saying just throw this year in the trash. But one of the main things that Jeff Lebby is doing right now is rebuilding this roster, retooling it, and getting a roster prepared to be a competitive SEC roster moving forward, because what he does offensively can win games in the SEC against really good teams. Now, the defense is going to be the big question mark, and that's where they have to do the most work. But offensively, this is a team that I think can win games or compete in ball games this year with what they've done. And that's because of Jeff Lebby and Chad Bumpus and the offensive staff.
I don't think they're going to have any 7-3 games this year. Just call me crazy.
God, I hope not.
Just call me crazy. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. The new year is here, and I think your New Year's resolution needs to be eat more beef. Nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. So if you're cooking out this weekend, it's cold outside, fire up the grill. Warm yourself up around that live fire. Throw a steak on the grill. Everybody will be happier for it. If Paul Jones is listening, Paul, if you're listening, those roasts you gave me, I'm cooking those this weekend. I got some red meat going on the grill. I think we're going to do a little Mississippi pot roast this weekend, Robbie. You know, I know how you feel about that. I know that's one of your faves.
My dad gave me, yeah, by the way, we did Mississippi pot roast for Christmas, 2 days before Christmas.
Yeah.
Some people, some Ole Miss fans were clowning on the pot roast. I guarantee you, if I would have given you a piece of this, you wouldn't have been able to stop eating it.
Who was clowning on your pot roast?
They said it looked like crap, basically. But I guarantee you.
Whatever.
I don't know. I guarantee you, if I gave you a piece of this pot roast, you wouldn't have been able to stop.
Let's see if I can find
it. It was cleaned. It was cleaned out. The crock pot was absolutely cleaned out.
This pot roast looks delicious, Robbie. I don't know what you people are talking. What do people want?
One of the things people were upset about was the crock pot cover, which, you know, apparently that is not kosher or something. I don't know, but. It took me 2 seconds to clean the crock pot when I got done, and it tasted the exact same as it would have without the cover. So I don't understand that one, but yeah, the Ole Miss, I think they were just mad because, you know, it was a Mississippi State guy doing it.
I think what you failed to tell them, you failed to give credit, is that they invented Mississippi pot roast.
Correct.
Mississippi in the title, the name of their university.
I should have given them credit for that. But I'm also having beef tonight. When we get done recording this, my dad did a brisket. for Christmas, and he gave us the leftovers. I had sliced off a couple pieces for lunch today. It is excellent, and I will be having that again for dinner.
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me.
Yes.
Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. And it's just so good, guys. I mean, what I got to say? What more do you need me to tell you about Two Brothers, all right? I mean, I've been talking about it now for all these years. And, you know, I can't – the Two Brothers easily is the number one restaurant that you guys tweet pictures to me from. Like, hey, I'm at Two Brothers. You were right. You and Robbie were right. And to that we say, yeah, no crap. Of course we were right.
Well, if we say something tastes good, there's a high likelihood that it does.
We are wrong all the time about sports, but we are never wrong about food. Never. Not once on this podcast. So, we're telling you to get Two Brothers. You need to take that advice to heart. Head over to Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District for a taste of smoked Southern soul food. Also, Bulldog Initiative business. Great products, great service. Every business promises it to you. But who's been delivering it to you for 49 years? That's Advantage Business Systems. When you need technology for your business, if you need a new computer, new printer, new copier, new laptops, whatever it is, you call Advantage Business Systems. And then if something goes wrong, and guys, with technology these days, it's going to go wrong. But then you just call back the same people who made you the sale. You don't have to wait on hold for a call center. You don't have to make an appointment with an out-of-state technician. You're going to talk to the same people that you've been talking to this whole time. That makes it a lot easier and a lot better. And a lot of times, they can take care of you the same day because they're in Mississippi just like you. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. The Collegiate Collection at the Rogue. I've been telling you guys to check them out. I know a lot of you guys, I've seen some tweets from people got this stuff for Christmas. It looks great. You're going to look great. You're going to feel better about yourself. The Banner M is going away this year. That's the way of the dinosaur. It's time to get a new state script or interlocking or M over S polo or pullover and get it from the Rogue's Collegiate Collection. That's where they have the best name brands, the best quality, and the best fits that you're going to find. So check them out online at therogue.com or shop at The Rogue in Jackson. Don't live the three-stripe life. Shop at The Rogue. So you mentioned Daniel Hill a few minutes ago, Robbie, the running back from Meridian. He is making his announcement on January 6th. Is he at the Army All-American game? Is that where he is? Or what is
it? Well, I think it's just called the All-American game.
The All-American game.
Yeah, they...
So if you
want to know, the Army game, I believe the Army game has been like rebranded. Okay. This game has been rebranded.
Okay.
From the Army game, and it's just called the All-American game.
So if you are selected to play in this game, are you one of the All-American All-Americans?
Sure.
Okay. So you and Jack Swagger?
The All-American boys?
Yeah.
What was that? Wasn't that a tag team? They had the All-American boys.
Well, they had the, what was it called?
The Quebecers, wasn't it?
They were the All-American boys?
But weren't they something, and like their song was the All-American boys or something, wasn't it?
I don't remember that.
Maybe
I'm trying to find. We're way off here. That's fine. I remember when they were the Mounties, but I don't know.
It was the Fabulous Rougeau Brothers, and their theme was the All-American Boys.
Oh, okay.
It was before they were
yeah
the Quebecers.
Okay,
I think that was right.
Gotcha. So Daniel Hill,
the All-American Boys.
Not to be confused with the American Males.
That's correct.
So. Daniel Hill, for a while there, it felt like Mississippi State had the momentum there that they were going to be able to get his signature. Then you start seeing last week some of the national recruiting guys down there covering this game talking about Daniel Hill going to Alabama. Today, after Stonka Burnside commits, Daniel Hill is on Instagram retweeting and commenting that about coming to Mississippi State. I don't understand why he would be trolling, but somebody's getting trolled here. I got to think he's going to Alabama, right? If these national guys are saying it, unless this is an incredible ploy and cover-up job by Jeff Lebby, he's going to Alabama.
Yeah, I'm not buying it. I think he's playing it a little bit and trying to get a little intrigue around it. There's too much smoke behind the scenes on this. And, you know, on signing day, I remember one of the Alabama guys had mentioned, like, later on in the day, they had a spot for Daniel Hill now.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when they do that, it's at LSU, same thing at LSU. Usually when they do that, that means something. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, last week, I think it was last week that, you know, the first crystal ball or whatever our thing's called now, I have to get used to that, it dropped for Alabama. And I just don't think those guys are going to make those picks without knowing for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not counting on him in this class. If I was a State fan, I would not get my hopes up here.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be that way. I thought that Hill, you know, I was under the impression that Hill had signed a letter of intent and everybody was just holding it down. I was under the my thought process was that it was Mississippi State. There was just enough smoke a couple weeks ago that I thought that. But when you see names like Sam Spiegelman from On3 Sports he's making that because he's talked to somebody who knows. You know, when he puts a crystal ball in this late in the, I mean, anybody can make a crystal ball in the summer, and you know, you feel like you have a gut feeling. When you're making it after signing day, you know something. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Daniel Hill, unlikely. So that's got to wrap up high school recruiting for State in this class, don't you think?
It could. There's still guys out there that they could potentially go after. I haven't really heard of anybody of late. Was it the kid, Jaden Davis? Is that his name? The kid from Alabama?
It is Davis, I think. Hold on. I have to look him up. But yes, I think you're correct.
Yeah, that's a kid that, you know, obviously State was after, and I think he's kind of waiting to see what his options might be for the second signing period. So, you know, we'll see what happens there. Other than that, there isn't a guy just on my radar that I think is a possibility for State. I think everything's now just kind of looking to fill a spot. Jaden Lewis.
Yeah.
Everything's about, you know, filling spots now with the transfer portal, I think.
Mm-hmm. And this is going to be a very busy weekend for Mississippi State. We've seen some of the names that have popped up that are official there. I saw that Indiana running back Jalen. We're getting these names all mixed up. Jalen Lucas on campus earlier today. Louisville wide receiver Kevin Coleman announced he will be here. There's a long list. It's available at On3 Sports. Paul Jones does a good job of putting that list up there. But State's going to have it appears about 15, 20 kids, or I shouldn't even say kids, but players on campus this weekend, offensive, defensive. They're trying to find another receiver, trying obviously to fill out a lot defensively. Maybe another offensive lineman would be good. State could be starting four transfer offensive linemen if things pan out the way they want them to. So these next few.
Yeah, and it's another thing is I want to kind of clear up this. It's going to be basically two different official visits
mm-hmm.
over the next few days. So there's one that started today that's going to go till Friday. Obviously, you get a two-day window. And then Friday, there will be another one that starts for the weekend. So it's going to be kind of wild. It's going to be, you know, wow, guys coming in and out. And
so
right
more,
now you have
more
guys
players
taking,
than I'm saying. It could be closer to like 20, 25 players.
No, I mean, I don't think it's going to be that much. I think we know everybody that we know that, like, all the people so far that have been mentioned, but some of them are coming on different days.
Okay.
So there's going to be some coming in. Some came in on Wednesday that are going until Friday. Some will come in on Friday until Sunday. So I'm probably going to try to help Paul out some on this. It's going to be a little wild, but you need to be tuned in on 3 because he's very good about knowing when guys get here, knowing exactly who's on campus, when they leave, things like that. Paul's the best at that. So make sure you're on the message board. He usually is very up to date on that stuff.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of really good posters over there too that kind of watch us back a little bit, and they know some things as well. That's the good thing about the message board, I think.
Yeah. All right. Tomorrow's show, we'll preview Mississippi State, South Carolina for basketball, men's and women's. Both teams playing the Gamecocks this week. So obviously a big game for the men, but a huge game for the women against South Carolina, a chance to really make an early statement if they were to somehow be able to go over to South Carolina and win. Three straight weeks with MSU having the SEC Player of the Week and also the SEC Freshman of the Week this week.
And they play Vanderbilt Thursday night.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. I forgot. Yeah. The season opener is Thursday night. So we'll have a recap of, well, I guess we won't have a recap of that, but we will have some thoughts on the South Carolina game. Is it Vanderbilt any good? Usually they're not.
They are much better this year. They their head coach is Shea Ralph, who was former UConn player. She coached with Gino Auriemma forever over there. So she's got the blueprint, and she won 12 games last year in year one. She's already 13-1 this year.
Wow.
And one of those wins, I believe, was Iowa State.
Vanderbilt had to sacrifice men's basketball to get women's basketball up and running.
Right, yeah, had to get back on track. So it's not going to be easy. They've got a good team this year.
That's at the home, though, right?
It is. So okay. That's the plus for them, is they're playing at home. Should be a good crowd, because the last game against Mississippi Valley was almost packed in the lower level.
Mm-hmm.
I was really impressed with the two games right after Christmas, the women and men, the crowds that were there. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they had, you know, a good deal or whatever. But the fact that both of those games were pretty packed in the lower level was impressive. So I think people were pretty excited about this women's basketball and men's basketball season.
Yeah. All right, guys, back with you tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.